This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Oh, oui. Good morning, buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ, starting and ending your day with Little Victories. And today I think we can all agree on one. It's that we've made it. Not only is it Friday, but it's a snowy Friday at that, and we made it. Me in particular, I made it. I had to slow it down, no pun intended, off that new Benson Boone. But I really did, and I'm glad I did, because you never know. Roads were wet, roads were snowy, roads were icy, and you didn't know when was which. So, little victories, slowed it down, made it to work, got it safe, we're going to get it in. Good morning, buenos dias, let's start the show. 103.7 KISS FM, good morning, buenos dias, it's Ali and DZ. And it is a beautiful day. Regardless of the weather, regardless of how you might be feeling, regardless of if you feel like today should have been a snow day or not, Aaron. Yeah, I'm talking to my wife. Today's going to be a beautiful day, and we're going to make sure it's beautiful. We got plenty of stuff, too. We got a lot to do on this show. Y'all know the homie has been out. She's healing from her skin removal surgery, and we are wishing her well. She is doing amazing. And gonna be back better than ever, baby. And speaking of better than ever, we got something that can make your Valentine's Day better than ever. Now, hear me out. I've been saying the wrong day, and y'all know me with numbers. I don't do numbers good. The show, Dancing with the Stars, live at the Miller High Life Theater, is February 12th. February 12th, a couple days before Valentine's Day. So that's not, it really is kind of like a perfect stocking stuffer, quote unquote, but it really is more like a Valentine's Day date. If you want it to be, though, it could be a homie day, too, girl, a Galentine's. A Felentine's? Yeah, yeah. And it's not a felon, it's for fellas. Man, so earlier, you know we like to start and end the show with little victories. And real quick, I just said the little victory I had was that we made it. Not just a Friday, but also just made it. Given the weather conditions, given the road conditions, given just conditions, we made it. We here, we close. Merch Chrysler. Next week, ooh, it's about to be lit. Literally, all the trees, everything, the presents, is going to be a great time. But we're celebrating. And we're not the only people celebrating, because if you guys would allow me the moment, I want to celebrate a little victory that one of our dear regulars actually had and wanted to share with us on air. So if you guys give me a second, she sent us a voice note. You can do the same thing. Send us a voice message on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, as you follow Ali and DZ. When you're playing this on your app, you're going to see the button right next to the play button. It's going to say, leave us a voice note. Leave us a voice message. Might be a microphone icon for some people. But that's where you can leave us a message. You can say whatever you want. And this is what one very special saucy Sandra decided to say to us this morning as her little victory.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. It's an exciting day today. I close on my house.
Woo-hoo!
And it'll be officially in my name and my name only.
That's right, sauce. Yeah, buddy.
I'm super proud of myself.
Girl, we are proud of you. We are proud of you on top of you being proud of yourself. But that's the most important thing, is that you're proud of yourself for doing such a big thing. So, Saucy, clap it up for you for the one time. You get in your house, your name, you closing, girl. You go, girl. Now we go ahead and get into this question of the day. Because, yeah, I might have been throwing a lot at you right now. And you're like, whoa, DZ, too much, too fast. I ain't awake yet. Well, fine. Let's wake you up.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. It's the question of the day, and it's inspired by my wife. Now, like I mentioned, you may or may not heard, she believed that today, even though there wasn't like a terrible amount of snow, should have been a snow day. And I went, no, you know what? I actually agree with that. Could have been a good snow day today. Friday before next week. Oh, snap. Yeah, that would have been a lit snow day. And then I got to thinking, what would be our ideal snow day? It could be as an adult. It could be what your ideal snow day was as a kid. Honestly, even the youngins can call in too and be like, this is what I would do with my snow day. But I want to know, what's your ideal snow day? School got canceled. Work got canceled. Life basically got canceled. You can't go nowhere. You don't want to do anything. I mean, you probably could go somewhere, but you got to do a whole lot of shoveling first. Mm-hmm. If you want to hop in a car, you got to shovel. It is what it is. You know what that is. But what would you do with your snow day? Personally, say you got 24 hours to just do whatever you want. Day like today where you know, all right, cool. You know, I don't really got nothing to do tomorrow. I'd go all out. So I'd probably, as soon as I realized there was a snow day, right? I'd wake up. I wouldn't go back to bed. I'd wake up. I'd start playing video games. Yep. I'd start my morning off. Maybe run a couple games of Fortnite or something. Maybe play a little FIFA. Maybe COD. Who knows? Who knows what I dip into? Maybe a racing game or two. Fall Guys. Who knows? But after a couple hours of gaming before the boys wake up, then we'd get breakfast, chill, or probably just make breakfast because remember, you got a shovel to leave and I don't want to do that yet. Shovel a little bit, just enough to get into the yard because we want to play in the yard. So after breakfast, we're going to go ahead and shovel just the yard, just enough, just the patch, not really the driveway because we ain't going nowhere yet. Gonna shovel that and then we're going to build a fort in the snow, and then we're going to have a snowball fight. Then we're going to get bored with that. We're going to warm up inside real quick. Go inside, bam, hot cocoa. Then after hot cocoa, now it's time to really shovel the driveway because we want to go to the sled hill. Yeah, yeah, the one in Bayview. Mm-hmm. The chill on the hill, the giant hill that everybody uses. Yeah, Humboldt Park Hill, yeah. That's the one we go into with everybody, and we're building a jump, and we're bringing the snowboards, and we're having a great rest of the day. And then after somebody probably twists an ankle, we're going to go home. Everybody's going to bathe up, nice, get warm, more hot cocoa. Bam, it's a full hot cocoa day. Yeah, you thought we were done with the cocoa? No, this time it's got marshmallows in it. And then we're thinking about food. We're going to get it delivered. We know we feel bad for it because the roads are terrible. But somebody got to go out there and it ain't going to be me. So it might as well be a delivery guy that's paid for it. And it's probably going to be Chinese food. Either that, maybe Chipotle. Then we're going to all cuddle up, watch TV, watch a movie, deal with the boys, put them to bed. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And then adult time for mom and dad. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, hot dogs and donuts or whatever. That's my ideal snow day. Oh, you see, now I'm really wishing we had one. You probably really wishing you had one, too. 414-533-1037. What's your ideal snow day? Run me through it. Give me your quick bullet points. Where are you starting? What you doing next? What you doing after that? And how are you finishing the day? 414-533-1037. That's the question of the day, y'all. Mm-hmm. You don't even got to go to work today. It's called out. School's canceled. Now, I'm not saying that for real. Don't get excited. This is theoretical. Don't be mad at me when y'all still got to go to school. TZ said it was a snow day. No. Theoretically, what's your ideal snow day? We're going to talk to you next. Calls, text, even the voice notes, y'all. It's the question of the day.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day today is inspired by my wife, Erin. She believes that today should have been a snow day for all teachers and students, so shout out to her because I know that's not the only person feeling that. But it inspired the question being, what would be your ideal snow day? Y'all heard mine. I talk way too much, man. Y'all know Allie's not here to cut me off when I'm talking too much, and I open the lines late, so we got to just get to it. Y'all heard mine. We going all out. Let's just say that. All out. Tired. Everybody going night-night real good tonight if it was a snow day. But it's not. But if it was, what would you be doing today? Got somebody that's trying to earn this theme song, trying very, very hard, and we believe them, and they're going to do it. Melanie in West Bend. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. I am totally with your wife. as a teacher, I was waiting all night, never got the call.
And you woke up a little earlier just to see if you maybe missed it, and nope.
Yeah. So if it was a snow day, I would just love to curl up on the couch with my dogs, with a nice fuzzy blanket and some hot cocoa, and watch Christmas movies.
All day.
That's all I'd want to do.
You're not even getting up off the couch to eat, are you?
Nope.
Somebody bring me snacks. Snacks, please. Anybody? Somebody? You train the dog to bring you snacks? That'd be the good move right there.
I should do that.
That'd be the move. Hey, I've seen a dog trained to bring drinks out of the fridge. Why can't the dog bring snacks out the cupboard? Listen. Next snow day, I know what you're going to be doing, training.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, it's not today, Melanie. I'm sorry. Get to work.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
No, drive safe for real. You know, nobody knows what the roads are really like. And under these conditions, with the weather we're having, you never know what's about to happen. It's supposed to snow again. So please, drive safe. Appreciate your call. Yep. Have a great day.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Wait, no. We'll talk to you on Monday for day two. That's right. Now, somebody that has earned their own theme song called 5 days in a row, one of our most recent theme song recipients. We got Audrey in Detroit. Tell them where you're from. Racine. But she's another from Detroit. So you know. Audrey.
Good morning.
Good morning, fam. All right. Let's jump in. It's a snow day.
It's a fake snow day. Before Christmas, then we're staying watching movies, and then I'm definitely door dashing. I don't care what the weather's like. You're going to bring me my food. I'm not going out.
Oh, I was going to say, you're the one dashing or you're the one getting dashed? Because I'm the one getting dashed.
I'm getting the food.
I'm getting dashed. Okay. I was going to say, you going out in that weather driving? Okay, you going to make that dollar. I see you, girl.
But if it's after Christmas, we're going to the Rock and we're going sledding.
Oh, wait. Why do you got to wait until after Christmas?
Because I feel, I don't know, like maybe I'm nostalgic like that, but I love Christmas movies, and my kids are loving them too. Like the OG Grinch, that's only like 25 minutes long.
Yeah. The old
one. It's on repeat.
Of course, because it's an episode. Like they think it's a show.
Yes.
Hey, yo. So, all right. Now, quick question: Have they seen Jack Frost yet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Have they watched Santa Claus yet?
No. She's only two.
Oh,
so
hey, the attention span ain't there yet. It got to be colorful and bright and cartoonish.
Yep.
All right. Well, you guys get to it, man. I'm wishing a snow day on everybody soon so that we can have these days, okay?
Yes.
All right, fingers crossed. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye. Cool. Man, we having some good snow days. I'm seeing a lot of y'all like to stay in. Let me see what somebody said in the text. Said, my driveway always turns into a trap for my car, so that's my ideal snow day. And since it's gravel, shoveling becomes a pain. So I'm guessing they just staying home. Oh, that's Carl and Indy. That's the homie. That's Mr. Gripos right there. Bet now. Oh. You know what? Let me just get to this man right here. Danny and Oak Creek. Good morning, Papa. What's the word?
Yo.
What's
I'm Stan.
Good?
And we're going to have some hot dogs and donuts. And then we're going to have food and just chill and watch TV.
Wait, you already ate.
Yeah.
Oh, you eating twice. Oh, you eating.
I don't know if I'm going to order food. I'm going to make food. But it's just going to be chill, get fat day, and just chill.
Yeah, snow day, a.k.a. get fat day. Say less, Danny.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I have no solutions. I need your solutions. Because today's What Would DZ Do is a What Should DZ Do. And let's just go. Y'all heard me say we're basically done Christmas shopping. We're like 99% done now. There's 1% that's left. And the 1% is somebody that I don't even know where to begin to think of what they might like or want. Nor am I going to ask what they might like or want. So got presents for everybody in our family. We're set, realistically. And then it kind of dawned on me. And bogus, call it what you want. I'll say it. I ain't really think about my dad's partner at all. I mean, she lives with him. They are together all the time. If I'm seeing him, I'm more than likely going to see her, right? Like when we go visit my dad, she's there. Not saying that she's always there, but that 90% of the time. If we go to visit him at his store, she's there. If we go to visit him at his house, she's there. Unless he comes out and will meet us somewhere, then usually she like stays back for some reason. But for the holidays, she'll probably be there when we see my dad. And we got to give her something, don't we? Right? Yeah, right? I feel like we got to give her something. I just, no clue what. Blows raspberries, no clue what. I mean, a gift card, very insensitive, because we didn't buy gift cards for, like, really anybody. And any gift cards that we did give was basically in addition stuff, right? So giving her just a flat-out gift card is just like, here, afterthought. Here you go. Bogus. And being Hispanic, y'all know Hispanics take a lot of meaning to heart and will add a lot of meaning to random things. So I can see her being offended. Now, does it matter to me that she might get offended? No. But do I want to be a mean person or a bad son to my father's partner? No. But what do I get her? I don't know this lady at all. We've never spent any time together, any real time together. It's not like I grew up with her in my life. They've been together for a number of years now, but I ain't been a part of them years. I ain't been a part of them lives. I don't know their relationship. I don't know her. I don't even know my dad with her. You feel me? Like that their dynamic is their dynamic. I've never shared any lived experience. So I got no clue what to get this lady. Not trying to be bogus, but I stood there at the store and went, I don't know. Do I just get her beauty stuff? Is that mean? Do I just get her like a bag? I don't want to shop for somebody. I don't want to get nobody clothes who I don't know. So that's the situation. That's the what would DZ do for the special what should DZ do edition. I need your help. 414-533-1037. What should I get my dad's partner for the holidays? From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'm at a weird impasse where I don't know what to buy someone I really don't know but is in my life. They're not in my life in a big way, but they're in somebody's life who I care for deeply, my father. So I want to get her something. Does it have to be thoughtful? I guess. It would be nice. I know y'all hear it in my voice, man. I'm fed up with this, and I'm kind of mad that I even brought this on air, but this is the reality of it. Peeling back the curtains, I don't know this lady straight up. I don't really even care for this lady like that. What do you buy somebody in this situation? 414-533-1037. These lines is ringing. I appreciate y'all help already, man. Let's get to these calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I might be making it worse by asking y'all what I should do. But I ain't gonna make it no better leaving it to me and my devices. So, today's What Would DZ Do is a What Should DZ Do. I don't know what to get my father's partner. She's someone I really don't know at all. Like, I don't even know her in my adult life. I definitely don't know her from my childhood life, right? So, what do you get someone who you don't know? I don't want to be just, second thought, afterthought, thoughtless, and get her a Visa gift card for $50 so she can buy whatever she wants. That's kind of bogus, especially when we bought everybody else gifts. So I'm torn. I'm stuck. One of the texts says, hey, DZ, get her a very soft, velvety blanket for watching TV or something. And if it's not enough, add in some gloves and a scarf. Oh, well, shout out to Stacy from Sheboygan. That's actually not a bad idea. Could be pretty cheap, too. Cool. I actually don't hate that. Well, let's see what the callers got, because there's some people saying, you know, we going through this right now myself. But let's go. Let's see who we got on the line. We got somebody that stole my wife's name, driving Oconomowoc to Bayview. Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Good morning.
All right, talk to me. I need advice. I don't know what to get my dad's partner.
Okay, so I'm a mom of four boys, and I can tell you what I would want. I have two stepsons, so I kind of get the whole situation-ish.
Okay.
So I would just say, if you want to keep it, you know, within your cost budget, get her like a snowflake sterling silver necklace.
A snowflake sterling silver necklace. Huh. Like jewelry, though?
Yeah. Like, I think it's very touching. I'm a teacher, so I work with a lot of the Latino culture. And I think that with my students talking about what they want for Christmas and things,
yeah,
I think that's a sweet gesture. It's not too much. Stay with sterling silver. You don't need to go gold and all that.
Yeah. No, I ain't getting her gold, no gold. I'll get my mom gold before I get her gold. I ain't even going to cap to you.
Absolutely. So I just think, you know, if you're talking like a $50 budget, that's well within your range.
Right. I mean, honestly, I was going 50 to 100 just to try to get her something, maybe one or two things. A sterling, yeah. Jewelry, though, I got to be. As a Latino, that then means like, hey, I love you and care about you and want you to wear this and think about me, and this is special from my heart, and not to be dismissive. I appreciate you, Aaron, but I don't really care about her like that. Like, I don't want to give her jewelry. No, straight up. Like, I'm not being mean. Her and I do not have any type of relationship for me to give her jewelry for, right?
Fair enough. Okay, so what about like you said, the caller before said like slippers and or gloves and a scarf.
A little
what
blank,
about that?
Something.
And a gift card to like a salon.
Yeah, maybe she can get her nails done or something. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, we working. Yeah, the jewelry thing, Aaron. No.
Okay, I like it.
Great thought, but not for me. Maybe for somebody else.
All right, man.
Aaron, appreciate your call so much. Merry Christmas. I appreciate you. Really, really have a great day, okay?
You bet. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool. I mean, Aaron, just like that, tried to get me to buy her jewelry. You want me to get her a promise ring next for my dad? Nah, jokes. I like the second thought, though. Maybe a little blanket, something cozy. A hot cocoa set. I don't know. I do think she's pretty health conscious, so I don't know if she would appreciate anything food related. I don't know anything about this lady's life, man. So I'm going to just keep rolling. I need more help, bro. We got a regular on the line. Somebody you called 5 days in a row. Got their own theme song. It's Darnell in Milwaukee.
Wepa.
All right, fam, I need advice, and I need it now. I need it good. Ready, set, go.
So women in general, especially if it's not your wife or your daughter, it's hard to shop for.
Yes.
I'd say probably like a person that texts in and a nice, you know, scarf and, you know, hat or something like that for the winter. I was going to say something like a handbag, but, you know, she might be the type of lady. She don't carry handbags.
Right. And I don't know.
You know.
I've never seen her enough to know if she has a bag or not. Really, I can't picture her or her. I could barely imagine her face in my mind. Straight up.
Yeah, I would go with the scarf and gloves.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
That's something everybody can use right now.
I'm seeing a few texts coming in. 414-533-1037. They're saying, yeah, I like the idea. Maybe some fuzzy socks, a snack gift box. What do you think about this? Pre-packaged gifts. So there's apparently a boutique in downtown Greendale, not even that far, called Serendipity Boutique, that has go-to gifts for when you don't know what to get. Oh, and it's a store with some local artisans, so I could be like, oh, hey, here, we got you this. It's a bunch of Milwaukee stuff. So I seem more thoughtful in the gesture when really I just went to a store and got a go-to little gift box. Darnell, what you think?
I mean, hey, that's an idea, too. I'm actually going to try to get over there before Christmas because I actually got something for you and the kids and Allie and her kids and stuff, too.
Oh, man. See, now you're over here buttering me up, making me feel bad for not wanting to get her. Darnell, bye, Darnell. No, we'll talk later, man. We appreciate
you. I see you.
Yeah, wepa, sisas. Much love, man. Have a great day. Drive safe. We're going to talk soon, okay?
All right,
peace. I think the advice is rolling, but I want to roll through the rest of these calls because, I think I like where we're going, but I want to go in a better direction, if that makes any sense. I want all the advice so then I could choose. I want to be choosy today. And y'all are giving me some good food for thoughts. Gabby, next caller on the line. Gabby in Milwaukee, good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Well, it's fry meh right now because I'm kind of stuck. But talk to me. I don't want to get jewelry. I don't want to go get her something that's going to make her think that we're going to have a chance at being a beautiful family someday, because we not. I don't know her. I don't care to know her. My family will know her, but they're not going to call her grandma. That's just what it is. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to throw a little wrench in it. It's kind of opposite.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite gift for, I guess, in my life is fragrance. And shameless plug, I work for Sephora at Kohl's for the fragrance area.
Yeah.
And we have, it's called a Sephora Favorites Kit, which is basically like a kit of little samplers.
Oh.
But you get a coupon in there so that after the person that you give it to tries and finds their favorite within the kit, they can redeem it for a full-size fragrance, whichever one is their favorite.
Hey, look at you with the shameless plug. No, I actually like that, though, for anybody wondering. And scents are hard. So getting somebody a little variety pack, if you will, so that they can get their own.
And then you don't have to, like, know their go-to or whatever.
Right.
And they can even branch out and figure out, you know, something new
else
that they might like, too.
I don't hate that. I just don't want this lady thinking of me when she puts on her little fragrances and being like, oh, my.
No, and if anything, it does require a little bit of homework because you have to go back to redeem the coupon. But if anything, she has little samplers for her purse or whatever, too.
True. I actually like the idea. You know what? I'm going to put that in the queue. You might have just done some.
I can send you the link.
Say less. Send it to her. 414-533-1037. Text it. We appreciate your call.
Awesome. Thanks, TV.
Bye. Have a great day. Gabby talking about shameless plug. Come see me at work, dog. I got you. Get out of here, man. Out here. No, next call on the line. We got Angela in Sturtevant. She said, first time caller, long time listener. Love you and Allie. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Angela, help me, please. I am over here sweating, just listening to advice, feeling like I am saying way too much about my own life right now, but it's real, it's true, and it's where we're at. Help me out. What should I do?
Well, so my go-to gift for somebody that I do not know very well is like two cups, like two mugs with hot cocoa, or if she's more health conscious, maybe some tea, and then throw in some like add-ons, maybe do like a sugar scrub or, you know, like a body cream, hand lotion, maybe lip balm, like something like that. But I mean, who doesn't love like hot cocoa or tea?
Cool. Yeah. No, that's true. Very true. In this weather, I'm assuming tea is pretty health conscious, health friendly, where if you don't, if you're staying away from the sugars, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then add this to it, because somebody texted this. Let me know what you think. Said you could also get her and your dad something they could do together, a gift card to a nice dinner or maybe a
movie. That's a great idea.
Well, Oh, maybe.
And who doesn't like Starbucks gift cards either? I mean, put a little Starbucks gift card inside of a mug.
Yeah, no, right. And Angela, what I'm hearing is I can kind of involve my dad back in the gift, so then it's something I'm giving them together. I actually like that because it makes me feel less awkward about buying her something herself. I'd rather get her something that her and my pops can do. And then, yeah, you guys grow your relationship over there in the corner. Leave me alone. Bye.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This guy doesn't even have a name yet. You know what? He can have my name. Christmas Protection Program, you get my name today. We're going to call you Daniel. So Daniel wrote in, and then no, this is not me. I can't think of no other name but my own right now. Sue me. Actually, please don't, because it's my name. But no, Daniel wrote in, a.k.a. Daniel, and said, am I the jerk for being mad my girlfriend's family doesn't want me over for Christmas?
Yikes, Danny boy.
Daniel says, so this year, my long-term girlfriend's family decided to do a cabin trip for the holidays, which is something new they decided to try after last year and years prior. There's going to be 15 people or so going to a huge cabin for Christmas and New Year's. Literally, so many people will be there. And I imagined I would be invited, but I'm not. Their reason being that there was already too many people going and that I would force them to pay more for additional people, which I said I would happily cover the bill for, but they said, no, thank you. Now, my girlfriend got upset because we've been dating for over 2 years and I've gone to the last two Christmases and holidays with no issue. Now, I did get upset and said to them over Thanksgiving that this made me feel horrible, that I was being left out and that I didn't like the situation. But I was made to feel like I was blowing the situation out of proportion. But here's where I get mad. Two of her best friends were invited to come along on the trip by her family. And now I really feel left out in the cold. I've considered still showing up, but that would really be awkward. My girlfriend said that she would bail on the trip, but that would make her family hate me when I didn't know we had any issues. I thought they liked me. Now, I don't personally mind if they don't want me there, but I've never done anything to any of them other than maybe be a little bit awkward sometimes, I guess. I'm upset that they dropped this on my girlfriend out of nowhere. Now, my girlfriend doesn't want to lose them as family, but they've put her in such a weird place. Am I missing something here? Am I the jerk for being very mad and openly expressing it? Daniel. Ooh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. Wow. Wow. I mean, where do we go from here, dog? I guess we try to break it down a little bit. So Daniel and his girlfriend have been together for 2 years. He's gone to the last two family Christmases, holidays, no issues, whatever. Now this year, they've decided to do something new, start a new tradition, if you will. They're going to a cabin. Yay, cabin trip. Probably going to be there the week. Well, no, they are going to be there the week. So between Christmas and New Year. So they're going to be there for at least a week, right? And you're not invited, but her two best friends are. You know what I think it sounds like? I think it sounds like they're not trying to edge you out, you know, get you out of the picture, but maybe they feel like you guys have been spending a lot of time together and your relationship is really solid and you guys can afford to spend a little time away from each other and you don't have to always be together. And maybe this one's about bringing back the family and the roots. And sorry to say, Daniel, you ain't a part of them roots. Now, does that make you the jerk for being upset? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if they can give you a sound reason as to why two of her best friends are invited and not you, bro, because that's where it gets weird for me. I agree. Them inviting friends, it's like, oh, we don't want you to be bored when you're here with family, so we invited two of your friends. Unless two of her friends are also friends with like a sister or a cousin or, you know, how people grow up together and, you know, family has the same friends. My wife and her family, they got some of the same friends. Not all of them, but I can see how one or two people would get invited to an event that my wife considered friends that my wife didn't invite. I can see it. But does that make you the jerk for being upset? Man, I can see where you openly expressing it, saying something. Maybe you said it the wrong way and offended some people. I do think maybe there's something that we're missing here, but I don't know if you're the jerk. I don't know if you're not the jerk. I genuinely don't think I want to answer today, man. This one's hairy because either way, somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody's going to feel some type of way. Those best friends that are going to be on that trip are hopefully going to be, you know, taking care of the homie. But the reality is she does want you there. Otherwise, oh, snap. Maybe she doesn't want you there because let me not think negatively because she did say she would leave. She wouldn't go. She'd bail still on the trip, but I think she's doing that to appease to you. I'm sorry to say it. Honestly, I'm stuck. I'm on the fence with this one. I could see you being the jerk because of saying something, and yeah, you just let the family be family, and it's their tradition, and you can't impose yourself on anybody, but the fact that you've been at the last two Christmases is like, dog, why don't they want you there? That is a little awkward. 414-533-1037. We need to help Daniel out. I mean, we got to decide his fate today. He doesn't really need help. He just needs to decide whether he is or isn't the jerk. He doesn't get to do that. I don't get to do that. You get to do that. Calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Is Daniel the jerk for being upset that he's not invited to his girlfriend's Christmas? We're going to talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, for Daniel wrote in. Daniel wrote in. Christmas Protection Program, excuse me. blanked on any other name, so I gave him my own name. Daniel wrote in and said, am I the jerk for being upset that I'm not invited for my girlfriend's Christmas? Am I the jerk for being mad my family doesn't want me over for the holidays? Said him and his long-term girlfriend have been together for over 2 years. He's gone to the last 2 years for his girlfriend's family holidays, but this year they're doing something different. They're going on a cabin trip. 15 plus people are going, including his girlfriend's two best friends, excluding him. He's mad. His girlfriend's mad. He doesn't know what to do, but he's mad, and he told the family that he's mad. Is he the jerk, though, for being mad that he's not invited on the family trip? I mean, you're technically not family, my boy. And you guys have only been dating for 2 years. Those best friends have probably been there a lifetime. They know the family. The family knows them. They're invited for a reason. You're not. I don't know. Ah! I don't want to say you the jerk. I don't want to not say, you know, I quite frankly don't want to answer, so I'm not. I'm going to just get to the lines and let y'all decide. Colleen in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, turn the radio down a little bit. Listen to the phone. But let's talk. Let's politic. What do you think? Is Daniel the jerk for being mad that his girlfriend's family doesn't want him over for the holidays?
I'm going to say jerk for sure.
Jerk for sure, too. Why?
Okay, DZ. I'm getting overprotective, jealous boyfriend vibes with this story.
Okay.
And I feel like she might have reached out to her family and just been like, you know what? I need time away. Like, let's make it seem like he can't come.
And I'll pretend to be mad, but my girls are coming, so I'm really going to be okay.
Yes. I mean, I've been in a relationship like that before where I had to reach out to my family and just be like, hey, can you get me away for a little bit?
Yeah.
And I'm just getting vibes like that with this story.
And Daniel has no clue writing into Am I the Jerk going, my girlfriend's mad too. She said she won't go. She said she'd stay with, but she's gassing.
I feel like she needs time away, and I feel like she's just, I don't know. She's playing along, but this is the vibe I'm getting. I could be wrong.
Right. No, 100%. You're going, oh, I'm inspired by this because, I might have had some similar things happen in my life, needed a little bit of time away, didn't know how to do it, and the family helped me out. But the reality is, it could really be the case. That really could be it. And I missed that, went over my head completely.
It's just the vibe I'm getting. I don't know.
No, listen, when you get that vibe, you got to trust those vibes. I wasn't getting that vibe. As soon as you said it, though, I went, ooh,
yeah, Colleen. I feel like it's a jealous, overprotective boyfriend thing. And she's just like, you know what? I need a week away.
Controlling, wants to be always around, always wants to be doing stuff together. And this was her way to kind of take a break, if you will.
Yep.
And that's why the friends are invited and not him.
Yep, she needs a friend's trip.
Ooh, Colleen, I think you just started something and you might have triggered somebody else too. I don't even know, but I can't disagree. You kick it off, say, jerk, man, let it go.
Yep, let it go. Let her have time away.
Say less. Ooh, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
Yep, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Murphy Chrysler. Bye. Ooh, kicked that off. Said jerkity jerk jerk. Now, we start off with one, and then we go immediately into a fireball, man. One of the OGs called 5 days in a row. Very hard to do, but they did it. Got their own theme song. Destiny, familia. Good morning. Hello?
Karen, did you blow off the dust?
Man, I almost hung up on you because you were taking so long to answer the dang phone. Put us on mute.
Oh, did you blow off the dust on my theme song, though?
It took me a second to find it. That's what it was. I had to dig it out of the garbage.
I was way in the back.
Had to dig it out of the garbage, bro. Man, it took you so long. No.
Dang, that's
good morning. Am I the
good
jerk?
Morning. Buenos días.
Buenos días, huepa. Go ahead. I mean, we started off, Colleen said jerk. Do you think Daniel is or isn't the jerk for being mad that his girlfriend's family doesn't want him for Christmas?
Man, I'm going to be mad, too. We've been together 2 years, but what if he had plans to propose or something?
Oh.
You get what I'm saying? What if he had, like, this bomb present he was waiting to give to her in front of the family and everybody, and now you just ruined it for the poor man?
I mean,
you could have been honest and said if you need a time away, like, you know, babe, let's just do our own thing this year for Christmas.
Right. Well, when Colleen brought up a good point, like, if she felt like she needed time away, if she feels like he might be the controlling type, like, I get that, but you should be able to have that conversation. People just don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna be mad too. Let Lala go on the dang holiday thing with, and then her friends get to go, and I can't go.
And I can't. I'm salty. No, I'm salty.
Oh, it's a wrap.
If it was me,
I'm throwing the biggest house party ever in life.
And I'm not cleaning after.
Right. And I'm having everybody's kids come over too and leaving dirty diapers around.
Guaranteed.
Right. For her to come back and clean it.
Well, maybe not all that. Maybe okay. Now we getting aggressive. Maybe not all that.
Okay.
But,
too much.
Yeah, too much. Too far. Now we for sure the jerks. But no, you're saying not the jerk. You'd be mad too. Honestly, I might be a little upset if it was my scenario.
Man,
yeah.
I'm in my chest for him. Like, damn, bro, you look forward to being with your, you know, loved ones, baby mama's mailman, best friend dog's owner on the holiday sometimes. Shout out to my mailman, Jordan. You the best, Jay.
Shout out, Jordan. Dog, get out of here. You already answered, said not the jerk, be mad. Y'all been together long. Who knows what he was planning, and the family just threw a wrench in all that.
Give my phone number, man. He can come kick it with me. I'll get a couple drinks for him. We'll be all right.
We'll take care of Daniel. Don't worry.
Let's go.
All right, Destiny. Appreciate your call. We split.
All right, take a good
love,
one.
Man. You too. Peace, fam. Ooh, 50-50. I know it was going to be like this today, and I didn't know you was going to be the tiebreaker. Tijuana and Milwaukee. Buenos dias. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you are the tiebreaker. We're split. Colleen said yes to jerk for being mad. Destiny said not the jerk for being mad. Do you think Daniel is or isn't the jerk for being mad his girlfriend's family doesn't want him over for the holidays?
Okay, so listen, this is how I put it. He's not the jerk because I feel like maybe the friends or the mothers them are the jerks because of the simple fact. What if there is a longtime friend that the mama is trying to hook her up with and trying to break up that relationship?
Ooh.
What if it's like it's more to the story
that the
girl is actually telling?
Kind of like what you were saying with, kind of what Colleen was saying, but in the opposite direction. Who do we know is in the vicinity of her earshot that's maybe chirping, saying, hey, you know, this guy, you guys have been together. What's he doing? You know, maybe you guys are.
Right. And then, you know, like, what if it's one of the mama friend's son that they grew up with and the mama want to see him and her together and she mad because her daughter went a totally opposite way?
Hey, by the way, Chris is going to be at the cabin too, so maybe don't invite your boyfriend Daniel since you and Chris used to be such best friends. We don't. And then moms are in the back plotting together, kiki and going, girl, as soon as they're here, then we're going to see them. They're going to have fun. They're going to remember how they get. Oh, Tijuana. Oh, now the family's plotting out. Why'd you do this to me? You just blew my whole mind. Now I'm sweating again. Wow.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, me personally, because other than that, it's like, why wouldn't you want your spouse with you?
Right.
That's Christmas and New Year's.
And
who you going to give your New Year's kiss to if your man not there?
Ooh, it might be the homie Chris from back in the day. Tijuana. Oh, you brought the right points. Honestly, this is all in theory. We're just going off of feel. This is the vibe that we get. I can't disagree with y'all, though. Tijuana answers it, says, no, not the jerk. Daniel, you good. Be mad, boo-boo. You don't know what the situation is. And Tijuana might even tell you to show up. Go up. Pull up.
Right. Oh, my life. But I thank you for answering my call, and I love you and Allie.
We love
you. I listen to y'all every morning going to work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means the world to us. Appreciate it. Matter of fact, that answers that. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. Allie out a little bit of time because she had that surgery. Y'all know. show. Things are going well. She was able to update you guys. If you missed it, you guys can check it out. Allie Faith One. Go ahead, hit her with the double tap. Give it a love on the last post because she needs a little love right now. Little ball love right now because it's a big day, man. I honestly, you know what? I ain't even going out the homie. I'm going to just say it's a huge momentous day for not just her, for this station. And actually, it's just a big day for a lot of people because we got some cool things going on and people have liked to share. Now, we've also had some not so cool things, but that's me oversharing, right? But this morning, we had one of our regulars call in or drop in, leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. You could do the same. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Next to the play button, there's going to be an option for you to leave us a voice message. You could drop that. It goes directly to me and Allie. We're the ones that see it. We the ones that get to play it. And then we get to do cool stuff like this.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. It's an exciting day today. I close on my house and it'll be officially in my name and my name only.
Woo-woo. Yeah, saucy.
Woo-woo. I'm super proud of myself.
Saucy, we proud of you too, G. Listen, closing on the house, making it your own. That's your forever home. Congratulations to you. One of our regular Saucy Sandra. She different. Yeah, she different. And now she's a homeowner. Closing on the house today ain't no small thing. That's a big thing. Go ahead, girl. Celebrate. Speaking of celebrating, I was celebrating the advice that I was given because I genuinely felt like a lot of people gave me some valid advice, right? Like this.
Hey, bro, it's Anna from college.
Shout out my dog.
Question of the day on the radio.
What would DZ do?
You can never go wrong with perfume, but you could also make like a little basket with like a blanket in it. Maybe put like a coffee mug and some hot chocolate or coffee in it. You really can't go wrong. She'll be happy with even the smallest of things. It's a thought that counts. Have a good day.
Wepa, fam. Listen, that's somebody near and dear to me, man. We went to school together. Shout out, Anna. Shout out you for, you know, chiming in, dropping us a voice message, giving me some advice, because I was asking, what do I get my dad's partner? What would DZ do? What should DZ do? Because I didn't even know. I was like, I don't know this lady like that. So what else? We got some advice, and I actually like this one, too.
Good morning, DZ. It's OG Laureate Timmerman, and I'm answering your question of the day on what to get your dad's girlfriend.
What would DZ do?
I would suggest a roadside emergency kit for the winter. They're not that expensive. It comes with like road flares and emergency blanket and things she would need in her car for the winter time. Or I also am with the same as the first person that called, saying, you know, like a nice neutral colored hat, scarf, and glove set. And then maybe in addition, a gift card to like Ulta Beauty, and she can pick out her own beauty stuff.
Okay. All right. I got you, OG Lori. So two things that I noticed just now. One, y'all really be confusing our segments. And we love you guys because you guys listen through the entire show, which means you guys are really holding us down, and that means the absolute world to us. And two, you guys really do hold us down, and that means the absolute world to us. You guys are the best. You guys are amazing. We love you. We appreciate you. Allie loves you. Allie appreciates you. Gee, she wouldn't be here 20 years without it, man. No, not at all. So we just want to say thank you. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And today, very, very special day, amazing day, a momentous day, monumentous day, I think would be the better word. Because today, y'all, it's Allie's 20-year anniversary. Yeah! And I know I'm a little sad. I gotta be honest. I'm a little sad because the homie isn't here to celebrate, but it has officially been 20 years today. 20 years today. December 20th of 2004 was the day that became Allie's first day on this show. And then, bam, time done flown. 20 years later, the homie is deep locked in. I'm talking about Allie Faith. The one person whose name my kid knows, first and last name. For real.
Ellie Faith, with his little cute Colombian baby accent. Talk about, yo quiero ver a Ellie Faith. I want to see Ellie Faith.
Well, we're going to see Ellie Faith soon, man. She's healing. She's recovering. She just had her second skin removal surgery. So of all days, today is a little extra special type of day because even though she's not here, we want to give her a pick-me-up. So there's two things I want to do. Coming up next, I want to talk with you. One, oh, you know, shout out Ellie if you want. You know, 20 years ain't nothing to scoff at. That's a big deal. Huge deal. But then two, it makes me think, how long have I worked at places? 20 years is nothing to turn your nose at. That's a huge accomplishment. I feel like rarely people get 20 years tenure anywhere, especially in a realm like entertainment. So one, shout out to the homie, straight gas, all pressure. I'm talking about goat of goats. But then two, dang, good for you, 20 years, man. The longest I've ever worked somewhere is, I think, 6 or 7 years max. And this was years ago. The way the world tends to work, you rotate now. I'd love to make it 20 years too. I'm the next one doing 20 years, Ellie, and by that time, you'd be 40 years deep, G. But I had to think. I was like, man, where's the longest I've worked? And that's my question for y'all. Where's the longest you've worked? Or how long is the place that you've looked? You've been somewhere 20 years like Ellie? You've been somewhere 30 years? You've been somewhere 40 years? Have you worked at the same job 50 years? That's my question for you. 414-533-1037. I want to do two things. I want to know, where have you worked the longest? How many years? How much time? If not years, how many months? Some people can't keep a job. Some people don't need to keep a job. Congratulations. Some people don't want to keep a job. Some people do genuinely like to work in so many different realms. I respect it. But then you get those special cases, the amazing cases, where you are just loved, appreciated, and valued at your job, and you go 20 years deep like Miss Ellie Faith. Mm-hmm. So two things I want to do. I want to know, where's the longest you've worked? How long and where, if you don't mind sharing? And two, if you want to shout out the homie, show her some love. I know she's listening, even though she can't join our conversation. She's hearing it, man. So if you guys want to show her some love, shout her out, maybe share a memory or whatever, we're going to do that all next. 414-533-1037. Today is Ellie Faith's 20-year anniversary on Kiss FM. We got to celebrate that a little bit, and I want her to hear it. So you guys, call up. Let me know, where have you worked the longest? And also, if you want to show her some love, feel free. 414-533-1037. Your calls, text next. Benson Boone, Slow It Down, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. And I think it is only right that we slow it down a second, man, because today, of all days, makes you realize how fast time can really go, because it marks 20 years since the big homie, big sis, big dog, Ellie Faith, joined this show in 2004. 2004, y'all. You remember what you were doing in 2004? Well, maybe you don't. But 20 years deep, big flex on them. We want to shout that out, man. I got to shout that out. And I think some people want to shout that out, too. But it also inspired the thought of, how long have we worked at places? I mean, I'm a few years deep, but by no means am I 20, you know? I don't even got a 10-piece under my belt yet working in... Well, we're close. But at one job, what's the longest you've ever worked at one job? You already know what the vibe is for today. It's a beautiful day. We're going to celebrate, and we're just going to get right to these lines because we got somebody that wants to say, what's up? Good morning, Shamika. What you doing in Milwaukee?
Good morning. I am en route to work this morning.
Okay. But you said you wanted to share with the class. Now go ahead. Talk your talk.
Yes. Yeah, so in 2004, to answer your question, what I was doing, I was baby making. My son is 20. So that's one of the things I was doing in 2004. But I've worked in Wheat Energies for 13 years now. One of the best places to work, in my opinion. I love my job. But I also love Ellie, and I love you too, DZ. I think you guys are the perfect combo. I listen to you every morning. You are definitely my morning coffee, my morning pick-me-up. I just want to say congrats to Ellie on 20 years. It's hard to be in this game for 20 years,
yep.
You know, and keeping the audience of the listeners. And now she has such a rock star with you on our team, and I just think you guys are awesome.
Listen, I just matched the energy she gives me, man, and we appreciate you guys so much for loving us and rocking with us and rocking with her. I mean, she's the catalyst for real to all of this, man. 20 years deep. You got to shout that out, and shout out for you too. 13 years, ooh, strong.
Yeah, going strong.
Going strong, and we're going to keep going stronger. Another year. Matter of fact, we just going to make this a yearly check-in.
All right.
Let's go, Shamika. Appreciate your call. Have a great day, all right?
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye. Let's keep rolling. That's one in the books. Next up, we got Rebecca in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, DZ.
All right, talk to me. Go ahead. Do your thing.
First, I just want to say I listen to you and Allie every morning on my commute, and it gets me there because I commute from Milwaukee to Waukesha in rush hour. So thank you for what you bring to my life.
Well, thank you for making this your drive. I appreciate it.
Yes. But I want to give a shout out to my mother. We call her Ma J. Okay, I will keep her not in Christmas protection, but you know, that is what we call her.
Okay, shout out Ma J. If you know, you know, and yes, if you don't, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
If you're listening, you know who she is.
Okay. So what's up with Ma J?
Ma J. She is living her best life, retired now. But this woman not only put up with me as a child for her whole life, but worked as a social worker for 42 years for the same company.
42
okay,
years?
Single mom, did everything for her children, and also gave back to the inner city of Milwaukee for 42 years. And I don't really think I can say anything better about a person like that.
Yeah. No, shout out Ma J. I don't know her personally, but she just went into a little special place in my heart. Aww.
Right? I know. I don't know. I mean, you know how they say God broke the mold with people?
Yep.
There is no mold for Ma J. I'm going to tell you that right now. There
that
is
part.
No mold.
Shout out Ma J. Shout out you. And I mean, shout out to that, because honestly, that's Allie's future. The next 20 years, giving back to all of them, giving back to the whole state of Wisconsin. We're gonna call her my Allie. If my Jay's okay with that. If my Jay's okay with that. No.
Oh, I'm sure she is. And I just want to let you know I texted her 50 times to rush in the car and turn on the radio so she is hearing this.
Good, good. Well, shout out to you. Shout out my Jay.
Everything.
Shout out Allie, and shout out to everybody that's chiming in on this conversation, man. It's making me smile ear to ear.
Appreciate everything that the Milwaukee community gives to people that maybe need a little extra something.
That part, Rebecca, we appreciate your call. Have a great day, okay?
Appreciate you and Allie, DZ. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye. I'm loving this little feel-good segment. Y'all feel warm inside? I feel warm inside. I know this person feels warm inside, too, because they on day four. They knocking at the door. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Evie.
All right. Talk to me. Now, congratulations. Day four, you knocking on the door to theme song. But how long have you worked somewhere? And you know it's at least 20 years.
Oh, well, congratulations to her. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Right? I mean, 20 years. Yes. I mean, wow. Wow. What's the longest you've worked?
The longest I worked was 7 years at a daycare.
7 years? Ooh, at a daycare, too? Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Working with two-year-olds. And I know, DZ, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Working with two-year-olds.
It was 7 years, but it felt like 14.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm in kind of the similar boat with you. About 7 years is my longest employment, like at one given time, 7 years straight. And I want to say it was when I was caddying when I was younger, so it doesn't even feel like it was a job.
Yeah,
well, we here 7 years, but seven more, and eventually we're gonna get to 20 like the homie Alley. Okay.
Exactly. We're gonna be just like her.
Exactly. That's how I want to be when I grow up. I want to be Alley Faith.
Exactly. I want to be Allie.
Megan, appreciate your call. Thanks for chopping it up with us. Have a great day, all right?
You too.
Oh, I mean, she hit the bell and everything on the way out. She said, ding, bye. We not done yet. What you mean, bye? Nah, not yet. We got a couple people to get to. We got some homies on the line. We got some people that have called 5 days in a row, earned their own theme song, one being Bella and Kenosha. Morning, fam.
Morning, fam.
Morning, morning. All right, talk to me. You know the deal. You know the topic.
Yes, yes. Allie, happy 20-year anniversary. Such a big deal. And she may or may not know this, but 20 years ago, I started my job. So, like, November of 2004. And so she came on the radio at the time that I was commuting to go to training and all that kind of stuff. So we literally have been, like, through this journey of life. We shouldn't even know. Like, this whole time I've been working, she's been working.
And you've never told her this?
No, and so, like, she was going through stuff, and I was going through stuff at the exact same time in our lives. Just super weird, like, coincidences. But it's been really cool to get to know her, and obviously you now. Never would have expected, like, I'm not a call to the radio kind of person. But we just got this little squad thing going on. It's pretty cool.
Listen, when life hands you something special like this, you kind of just got to run with it, man. So I can only imagine what you're feeling, what that's going to make Allie feel. Because she's listening, and if she ain't going to listen now, she's going to listen back on the Odyssey app later and hear all of this.
Yeah, but dog,
20 years of you kind of just listening, embracing, learning, and agreeing, and just being like, yes, girl, yes, yes. Yes, and then to now actually being one of the regulars, a homie, somebody that we talk to regularly, that's growth. That's what 20 years does. That's proof. Proof's in the pudding right there.
Super crazy. Time is like such a lens, and perspective is just wild. So soak it up, enjoy it, and appreciate, you know, the people that you get to meet along the way. It's pretty cool.
That part, it is pretty cool. Bella, thank you for your call. We appreciate you, family.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have
Take
a great
care,
day.
DB.
Bye. Happy holidays. Oh, heartfelt. I don't want this to stop, you guys. Let's just keep going. I know we out of time, but one more call, okay? One more call. Julie. Julie in Oak Creek, good morning.
Hey, fam.
Hey, family. Talk to me, man. You already know what's going on. How long have you worked somewhere? And you know Allie's 20 years today.
Yes, I have listened to Allie from day one. So congratulations. That is a huge feat, especially in the industry you guys are in. So, kudos, fam.
And to see her growth, her development, the process that she's gone through. I mean, the reason she's not here today is because she's evolved in her life so much and grown to so many degrees. She made some huge changes, lost 150 pounds, and is blessed to be in a much better place in her life. She would agree to this. And she would say, like, this is where she wants to be, and KISS is part of that catalyst. So, come on, 20 years deep, we've been here for her as much as she's been here for us.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. And how long have you worked where you work? Or how long is your longest job, Julie, real quick? Tell me. I got to know. I'm nosy.
So my temporary part-time job, I will have been at for 18 years come April.
Ooh, nice. Part-time for 18 years.
Yes.
By choice.
My temporary part-time job has been almost 18 years.
By choice.
By choice. And then my other job will be 11 years come January 2nd.
Wow. All right. So collectively, you over 20. Wow. Julie, say less. Mic drop. I mean, I don't know if you beat Ma J, but we out here. And pretty soon, we're going to be out here all trying to be like Mama AF.